Right, we have to find out how Mr. Clinton was injected with plutonium. Yes, we believe someone who is a total mad genius could have created something like this. Now let's get to work. We need to make an antidote to cure him. This may take a while. Completely, this is the antidote that will definitely cure Mr. Clinton. Okay, let's inject. Mr. Clinton, are you okay? I'm fine, that damn Saddam. The bastard's gonna pay for this. We need to get some plutonium injected into his ass.
Oh, you're alright now, dear. I'm so glad.
Well, I thought you didn't care. Why the fuck did you hit me with your fucking bag, you bitch?
Because you're acting like a big fat baby. The leader of the USA shouldn't be whining like that. You're just in time for dinner. Come along.
Whatever you say, bitch. Meanwhile, with Saddam.
Well, comrades, I believe our mission is finally completed thanks to the genius invention of our best scientist, Mr. Dodd. President Clinton should be finished.
Well, it was my pleasure, sir. I'll do whatever you say.
And you better had. Right, comrades, our next destination is none other than France. We will invade their country and kill the French Prime Minister by the name of Jacques Chirac. All right, then. Does anyone have any ideas on what we should do?
I'll tell you what we should do, Saddam.
Mother, do you mind? We're having a private conversation in here.
I don't fucking care! You also have this frickin' meeting! I'm fucking sick of them! Look at this, Saddam!
What the fuck is it?
It's the front page of the Iraqi newspaper!
What the fuck about?
Are you blind, you stupid imbecilic son?
Clinton survived nuclear treat?
That's right, Saddam!
What are you going to do now, mother? Punish me?
Actually, I'm gonna punish Mr. Dodd for making a fucking chocolate bar planted with plutonium. Come on! Go around doing that to people, you mad scientist. He's a fucking American president.
I do apologize, Miss Hussein, but I just hate it when old bitches like you shout at me. It's your son that's fucking ordered me to do this. It's his fucking fault, and I don't fucking care about Clinton whether he dies or not.
Well, I'll punish both your asses. Just get the hell out of here now.
And so I will, Mother. I am going back to America and shutting the fuck up of Clinton once and for all. Mr. Dodd, Rocky, come with me.
Yes, sir.
At the White House.
Okay, Clinton, we will be inside. We'll be inside. You two bust in and make sure he dies, okay?
Right away.
What the fuck was that? Oh no, it's Saddam's assassin again. And there seems to be another guy with, goofy glasses. And why the fuck is he carrying a Bunsen burner in his back pocket? Freeze!
Or what? I have a lethal Bunsen burner in my back pocket and I will be forced to use on you now. Piss off and put your guns down and get the hell outside before I turn you into ashes. Good one, Mr. Dodd. We have to find Clinton. Oh, Clinton! Why can't I hear all this fucking swearing before the watershed in these presidential halls? Right, Billy Bob. It's time to say you out once and for all. I don't know how the fuck you survived Mr. Dodd's plutonium bar. We're going to have to resort to simple measures. A bullet to the brain. So it was him who created the plutonium bar.
Yes, it was me, Mr. Dodd. And since you survived my bar, you're going to have to suffer another way.
Well, for fuck's sake, I'm on the fucking bar here. I've had diarrhea all night. It's been a shite night. Whether it has or not, you're finished, Clinton. I don't care if you've got green slimy shit. I'm gonna blow your fucking head off, boy. Ah!
Oh my, look at the shit on the wall as well as the brain and the heart.
Right, mission accomplished, Mr. Dodd. Let's go home.
Not so fast, punks. We're taking your asses to jail.
Oh dear!